This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham for Cynthia Canty. The body of a Marine killed in action during World War II is finally on its way home. Marine Corps Reserve Private First Class Kenneth Likens was killed on a small island in the South Pacific on November 22nd of 1943, just days after his unit landed to fight Japanese forces. A funeral will be held in Holly, Michigan tomorrow. Joining us now is Likens' nephew, Kenneth Dolan. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm sure your family is grateful to finally be able to give your uncle a final resting place back here in Michigan. When did you first learn of the possibility that your uncle's remains have been found?
We were away for a month, and we came home and received there was a phone message that the Marines had identified his remains, and they wanted to meet with us and have him interred wherever we wished to have him interred.
How did they find? Did they make a DNA match? How was that done?
First, we thought it was, but then Marine representative met with us in our home. We're informed that they had dental records, and they matched up with his dental records.
Your mother passed away. Did she find out about this before she was gone?
No, she didn't. She died on January 27th of this year, and we didn't get notified until the end of May that, in fact, they had identified his remains.
Now, that's unfortunate.
Yes. We were very sad about that, you know, even though I never knew my uncle because he was killed in 1943, and I was born in 1948.
I read a report in the Free Press which indicates he was among a number of Marines and soldiers in a burial site that was only discovered a decade ago, and your uncle's body was only found this year or identified this year, and I guess there are still tens of thousands of U.S. soldiers, Marines, and sailors still unaccounted for from World War II. You're named after your uncle, Kenneth. What do you know about him?
When I was growing up, my grandmother used to talk about him all the time. She really was still grieving his death because at first she didn't believe he had died because they never found his dog tags, and so he was just listed as, first of all, missing in action. And it wasn't until a month later or so that they reclassified him as killed in action, but they never did find his body. And so she held out hope for a good 5 years that he hadn't really died, that he'd lost, you know, wandered off. And she sent numerous letters to the commandant of the Marine Corps pleading with them. It was really sad to read her letters. So, you know, I kind of, through her stories, and that is, I felt kind of I knew my uncle.
Well, what kind of a guy was he?
Well, he was definitely a patriot. He enlisted in the Marines as soon as he got out of high school and wanted to serve his country. And this, the first mission out, he was killed second day out of the battle of the Tarawa.
I understand that Kenneth Likens lived in Mount Clemens, but his family just moved there recently from Canada, so he was only in the U.S. a few years before he signed up for the Marines. He'll be buried in Holly, even though he grew up in Mount Clemens or went to high school in Mount Clemens, because the Great Lakes National Cemetery is located there. How do you feel about this service and interment almost 76 years later?
Well, we went yesterday to receive his casket out at Metro Airport. So we were on the tarmac when the Honor Guard, Marine Honor Guard, was there. And it was a very moving event when they took his coffin off the plane and put it into the hearse and everything. And then we had a convoy of vehicles go from the airport and over to a funeral home in Sterling Heights. And then tomorrow morning, they're taking his casket up to Mount Holly. So it's been very emotional, even though I didn't know him. But through my grandmother and my mother, I have a good sense of who he was as a person. So,
what do you know about the service that will be held tomorrow?
Well, they're going to do a full honor guard, and they're doing a 21-gun salute. They have the Marines there, and then there's going to be bagpipes, and they're going to have a military chaplain there, and then the presentation of his flag. He has a flag in the coffin, and it was presented to him, his remains, when they finally identified his remains. So it's been, and they brought him in, flew him in from Hawaii yesterday, so with a Marine attending them.
Right. What is this? I guess the word is closure, although I'm not sure it's an overused word, I guess. But what does it mean to you and your family to have him back in Michigan?
Well, unfortunately, I'm the only remaining family member. you know, I'm the nephew, and there's nobody else. Of course, he had only one other brother. He had a brother who died when he was 8 years old with pneumonia. This is back, way back. And then, of course, his sister, my mother, you know, passed away this past January. So I'm it. And so I kind of feel there's kind of a legacy there, and it's kind of mixed emotions for me. You know, it's kind of hard to deal with, and you don't realize it. You can only intellectualize it, but do you see the honor guard there? And then when we got to the funeral home, the Marines opened up the casket, and the way they do it, they have in the bottom of the casket, they have the remains, they put a canvas over it, and then they put a full dress uniform on top, and so they make sure everything is just perfect. So that was just kind of emotional.
I can only imagine. Kenneth Dolan is the nephew of Marine Private First Class Kenneth Likens. His remains were recovered this year after he was killed on an island in the South Pacific in 1943. Mr. Dolan, thanks for speaking with us, and I offer our condolences on behalf of the staff here at Stateside.
Okay, thank you, sir.
We found a film produced by the military of the very battle in which Kenneth Likens was killed. A warning, though, you'll hear a term commonly used during World War II to describe Japanese forces, which is offensive.
The relief map of our objective is broken out. Fortified island of Betio and the Tarawa Atoll, a very important Jap air base on the outer fringe of their Pacific defenses. Our platoon leaders started explaining the terrain to us. By the time they were finished, we knew that island and its reefs as well as we knew our own backyards. We fight our way onto the beach. Casualties are pretty high, but as we found out later, blood plasma saves a lot of lives. When reinforcements arrive, we start moving up.